AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Baltimore police are on the scene of a deadly shooting just a few blocks from the University of Maryland, Baltimore. They say four people were shot, three fatally. A statement on the school's website says campus police reported that two gunmen, each in a van, pulled over near a group of people, got out, and began firing. Students are advised to use caution in the area. The gun used in the seemingly random slaying of a woman on a San Francisco pier belonged to a federal agent. That's according to a law enforcement official briefed on the matter. Congress has been talking about the case of Francisco Sanchez, who's charged with murder in the case.
The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, found it stunning that a man in the U.S. illegally with multiple felony convictions and an outstanding drug warrant was free to allegedly kill a 32-year-old woman as she walked with her father.
Make any sense to you? Because I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense to the American public.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement official Philip Miller says they did what they could.
Our detainer was not honored.
Who didn't honor it?
San Francisco Sheriff's Department did not honor our detainer that we lodged.
The San Francisco Sheriff says that ICE waited too long to issue an arrest warrant. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Two people on a small plane died when it crashed into an F-16 fighter jet north of Charleston, South Carolina. Colonel Stephen Jones.
All the facts at this point indicate that the pilot was talking to air traffic control as they normally do on an instrument flight rules recovery when the accident occurred. Unfortunately, everything beyond that is subject to speculation and will be soon under investigation.
A raid at the home of Subway spokesman Jared Fogel is casting a spotlight on his relationship with the former head of a foundation he set up to combat childhood obesity. Authorities raided Fogel's Indiana home 2 months after Russell Taylor was arrested on child pornography charges. This is AP Radio News. The Shasta County, California Sheriff's Office has suspended the search for a missing baby, finding no evidence to support the father's story that 6-month-old Amber Graham was abducted from her crib. The focus now is on the baby's father, Matthew Ryan Graham, who's in jail on unrelated probation violation. A steady downpour made this one of the muddiest mud days yet in Westland, Michigan. Rain during the annual event in suburban Detroit that's open to kids 12 and younger created conditions that were ripe for maximum filthiness. 8-year-old Aiden Ruggiero didn't mind at all.
Nothing to lose out here. Laid my face in the mud.
Wayne County Parks Director Lawrence Hemingway says Mud Day's been a popular event for 27 years.
As a child, you generally get in trouble for getting your clothes dirty. Well, this is an opportunity for kids to come out and get dirty and not get in trouble.
Firefighters were on hand to hose off the kids so they could head home relatively clean. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.